Hello, and welcome to my weekly podcast. I want to focus on two issues this week. One, the Stability Treaty, and to give you an update on the campaign in Cork South West. And secondly, to speak about a very important topical issues debate that I raised with the Minister of State in the Department of Health, Kathleen Lynch, during the week. We've had another campaign meeting in West Cork, and we've had a good attendance. The treaty is, in my view, imminently sellable. This is borne out by the response in the doorsteps, but critically, I think, because of the Red Sea poll that came out in Sunday's Business Post, it isn't a surprise, but the momentum has to be maintained. So it's very important that we get as many people as we can out there on the doors to continue postering, to continue leafleting, and to bring the information to as many people as we possibly can, because the Stability Treaty is about stabilising the euro, and that is in all of our interests. And I recognise the mandate that people have on either side of the argument, and I can understand the mandate that people will use to support the treaty, and of course in a healthy democracy people are going to oppose the treaty. But I can't fathom Mr. Ganley, who has no electoral record, good, bad or indifferent. In actual fact, he didn't succeed in the only election he ever contested, which was that of the European Parliament for the North West constituency in 2009. But it's a very dangerous day indeed, I believe, when somebody with a lot of resources can command as much time as they do in terms of media and in terms of newspaper coverage and not have an electoral mandate. It's something that really offends my sense of democracy. And I honestly believe that some people like that are actually engaged in a vanity project and are playing a very dangerous game with the economic future of this country, because this government are committed to winning back economic sovereignty. And whatever the argument might be in local authority chambers or in Dáil Éireann Éireann, at least it's based on a democratic mandate. And I have a huge difficulty with somebody who engages in what I believe is a vanity project and playing some kind of roulette with the economic fortunes of this country. I raised the whole issue with Minister Cathy Lynch in the House last week, that Ireland is the only country, if we could take our near neighbours in the Welsh Assembly or the Scottish Parliament, or indeed Northern Ireland, we're the only area where there isn't either autism-specific legislation or a strategy on autism. And I've had a very sympathetic hearing from the Minister on this case. I've put forward what I believe to be a very strong case to bring that about. And I am, in consultation with colleagues, going to introduce that legislation in this area, and I will canvass government very hard to look at the merit that is contained therein, because we have a duty, I believe, as a sovereign republic to people with autism and to the carers who are dealing at the coalface of this issue to introduce either a strategy in the whole area or autism specific legislation. Well, that's it from me from this week. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and my website is www.michaelmccarthy.ie. Thank you for listening.